Now we're going to look at the gospel, which is the pivotal point toward which all the other readings have been guiding us. And it's Matthew 13, verses 42 to 52, the last part of the parable discourses. This is the 17th Sunday in ordinary time. The kingdom of heaven, literally of the heavens, is like treasure hidden in a field, which a man founds. And what does he do when he finds it? He hides it again. Why? So he can go off from joy and buy the whole field. That's the kingdom of God. Now, ultimately, the kingdom of God is Jesus, because the kingdom of God means that place from which God bestows gracious blessing, instruction, forgiveness, guidance. That's Jesus. But it's also all those who are connected with Jesus make the kingdom of God. You see? So he's describing it here and saying, you see, the kingdom of God, this is some of these last parables, you see, is a kingdom of the heavens. Why the heavens? Because Matthew, being a good Jew, doesn't use the word God so much. He uses the word heavens. Today, for instance, in Hebrew, something goes well. Oh, thank God. They don't usually say it. They say, oh, Baruch Hashem, may the name be blessed. It's just a sort of a circumlocution. Okay. So a man finds it, and he hides it. And out of joy, goes and buys that field, you see, because he sells everything he's got to buy that field. That's the kingdom of God. How much does the kingdom of God cost? Everything you've got. Do you want to pay the price? You're crazy if you don't. It means being unified with Jesus in this life and in the next. You're crazy if you don't want to do that, if you know what I mean. So, but you see, now remember, the theme of this Sunday is wisdom. That's a wise man. I have found the pearl of great price, which is the next parable. You see, that's all I want. That's all I want. I have found the kingdom of God. I live in relationship to God. I try my best, take care of my family, you know, honor my friends, you know, and take care of the poor. But I live by the power of Jesus Christ, the kingdom of God. It's a treasure. It's worth everything you've got. Now, the saints figured that out. Well, they didn't really figure it out. God showed them. So he said, are you willing to sell this much of your property? Yeah, yeah, yeah. And then a few years later, how about this much? Yeah, yeah, yeah. I said, pretty soon, they've sold the whole thing. And now they're free, and now they're happy. And that can happen to us. When the Lord says, are you willing to let go of this? Say yes before you can think. Yes, take it. When I was a kid, I used to pray a lot, just a young monk. God, I'll trade you any sin I've got if I can just know you better. Just take it, take it. You know, even if I like it, take it. You see? So that's wisdom, isn't it? To know where a good investment is? Well, the kingdom of God is the best investment there is. Okay. Pauline, again, the kingdom of heaven, of the heavens, is like a merchant man seeking good pearls, huh? When he finds a pearl, when he finds one, very precious pearl, I don't know why they translate it, how do they translate it? But finds a pearl of great price, not bad, a very precious pearl. Going, he sells everything he's got and buys it, because that's all he wants. It's worth everything I've got to have this pearl. Well, now what can the kingdom of God be like? if Jesus says, one guy, you know, goes and sells everything he got and buys the field, then he digs up the treasure. I got the treasure. The other guy loves pearls. He finds this great pearl, sells everything he's got to buy that pearl. Well, what is the kingdom of God like then? Huh? It's the knowledge of Jesus. It's knowing, possessing Jesus. And it's worth everything we got. That's wisdom. You see, I have a great quote here somewhere. I don't know if we're going to get to it. Maybe I could find it quickly. See, the quote is, belongs to wisdom to know and judge everything in the light of its highest reality. So to know what human existence is all about means to know that it's to be in transforming union with God. And raise your kids and do, you know, but that's it. So he tells us these parables as instances of wisdom. Very interesting, aren't they? How many people are really smart? Not most of us, huh? We bargain. I'll give you half of what I got, Jesus. But I need the other half. You never know. You might run short of money. You know, you might not come through. I mean, Jesus says, look, I promise you, I will always come through. You can forget about that. I might keep you waiting, but if I keep you waiting, it's because I love you. And I want you to yearn for me and love me like I love you. Then we're really matched. We're together. See that? So this is, church gives us these parables of Jesus as instances of wisdom. You remember Solomon said, give me a listening heart. Remember? Jesus says, this is a listening heart. To spot that treasure and sell everything. To spot that pearl and sell everything. Give up everything. Now, it may not mean, you know, you got six kids, you can't go selling everything, you got to raise your kids. There's another text where in Luke, where this saying is put another way. I may have shared this before. The text says, unless a man sells, gives away all that he has, he cannot be my disciple. I read that. Then I'm driving up to the parish where I help out, and I'm saying, Lord, how can I preach this? I mean, really preach this. I mean, they've got wives, they've got children, they've got houses, they've got, you know, how can they give away everything they've got? I mean, what do you mean by this? And he was so kind. He said, look, I know they have families. I know they've got mortgages. I know that. What I mean is this. Let them bring that all they have to me. And let me direct them on how to spend it and use it. That's what I want. That's what I want. I might be tougher than they are. I might say, give away that $1,000 to the poor. But I tell you, if you do that, you're my disciple. And I thought, well, that makes perfect sense. You know, why did you have to come and tell me that? I couldn't have figured that out myself. But I didn't. But just driving in the car, the Lord just said, look, I know they need these things. I'm not saying they all have to, you know, they, like St. Francis, strip themselves naked and walk out. No, that's for Francis and for some others. But if you're married and have children, I know you need these things. But instead of trying to do them all and then kind of look at me sideways, bring it all to me and I'll direct it for you. And I'll be, you know, fair. But I might say, you know, you're just dying to get that new sofa. But the one you've got is only 2 years old. Why don't you take some of that money and give it to the poor? That's the way, the freedom. So that's what he means here. You see, by sell everything he's got, you see? And then comes another parable. The kingdom of heaven is like a net thrown into the sea. It's a very different parable. It collects fish of every kind, and when it's full, they haul it ashore. Sit down to put what is good into buckets, and what is bad they throw away. Thus it will be at the end of the age. Some of these parables in Matthew, you see, are saying the kingdom of heaven in this world is kind of a mixed bag. You know, there will be an assessment, and you want to know you're in the kingdom. So listen to me. Do what I tell you. You see? Thus it will be at the end of the age. The angels will go out and separate the wicked from the righteous and throw them into the fiery furnace, where there will be wailing and grinding of teeth. And then he says, do you understand? They say yes. And he replies, every scribe who has been instructed in the kingdom of God knows what the kingdom really is. You see, it's like the head of a household who brings from his storeroom both the new and the old. What does that mean? Knows God's plan from Genesis on and brings that along with the new, my reality, my teaching, my death, my resurrection, my sacraments. That's a wise scribe, you see. Brings new things and old. And that's, you see, the... Now, it's wise to know that. You see? It isn't automatic. You meet people sometimes who say, I'm a good Catholic, Father. I mean, I really am a good Catholic. I go to church every Sunday or every Easter. You say, who's determining whether you're a good Catholic or not? You or the Lord? Why don't you go to the Lord and say, Lord, will you please tell me whether you think I'm a good Catholic or not? And then get ready for the answer. It will be kind. It will be gracious. But it will be attractive. You got to do more. I love you. I want to be in union with you. I want you to have the wisdom to know and guide your family. You know your daughter so-and-so, who's cutting up, how are you going to win her back? If you let me win you back, then you'll know. You see? And so, that's this the wisdom. And every scribe, everybody who's responsible. So, what does that come down to then? This kingdom of God, this place where God shows himself and teaches, therefore Christ himself, is a treasure. Let him have everything, and you will be wise, and you will be secure. And when the judgment comes, and they separate the bad from the good, you won't have to worry. And that's a blessing. Think of it. To be dying, my doctor father, Donatien Mola, died in his sleep. He was a very holy man. He had some kind of hemorrhage in his brain, and he just died. That was that. Why? Because the Lord said, Donatien, come up to heaven now. That's enough. You worked hard enough. Come on up.